An end to BC's multi-week heatwave is expected to bring wildfire fighters a much-needed respite later this week, although thousands of British Columbians remain under evacuation order or alert. The BC Wildfire Service says lower temperatures and some rain have already helped their crews out in the last couple of days in the province's northeast, and that cooler weather is forecast to begin across BC by Thursday. Providing an update Wednesday, July 24, the service's Director of Strategic Engagement, David Greer, said this will give their crews an opportunity to reset. However, he and other officials emphasized that the situation remains serious. "We are expecting more challenging days ahead," Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness Bowen Ma said. Storms that carried cooler weather to the province's northeast in recent days also brought lightning with them. An Environment Canada detection network tracked more than 70,000 lightning strikes throughout BC in the last 3 days. The high-voltage hits are by far the leading cause of new wildfires in the province, and BC Wildfire said communities will likely see fresh blazes cropping up over the next few days as a result. As of midday Wednesday, there are 434 wildfires burning throughout the province, 80% of which were lightning-caused. Of the total, 259 are considered out of control and 4 are wildfires of note, meaning they are especially visible or pose a threat to the public. There are also 18 evacuation orders and 28 evacuation alerts in place. Ma said about 500 people have been told to flee their homes and another 5,000 are on standby. That's an improvement from earlier in the week, thanks to a wildfire that was threatening Williams Lake being brought under control. The most widespread evacuation orders and alerts as of Wednesday are around Spence's Bridge, where the Shetland Creek wildfire is burning at 19,941 hectares, Wells, where the Antler Creek wildfire has grown to 14,283 hectares, and Silverton, where the Aylwin Creek wildfire is around 400 hectares in size. Around Spence's Bridge, the Thompson-Nicola Regional District says the Shetland Creek wildfire has destroyed 20 buildings, including at least 6 homes. BC Wildfire says local planes and helicopters, as well as aircraft from the Yukon, Ontario, Quebec and Alaska have joined the firefight, with almost 100 air tanker missions from July 18 to 21 dropping 5.4 million liters of suppressant. People using bodies of water near out-of-control fires such as Shaunigan Lake adjacent to the Old Man Lake wildfire on Vancouver Island have been warned to keep well away from aircraft either skimming water or operating otherwise in the area. Read also: lightning sparked 59 wildfires in Kamloops Fire Center in past 5 days. Read also: Barkerville battles to keep BC history alive under evacuation order, with a file from the Canadian Press.